What's up, everybody? Anton Crilly here, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Lifestyle Podcast. We have new episodes of this show come out twice a week, every single Monday and Thursday morning, and every episode is designed to help e-commerce store owners to increase their revenue, automate their operations, and become the authority in their niche. So if you are not subscribed yet for any reason, just get your phone, go to your podcast player of choice, search for E-Commerce Lifestyle, click subscribe, and you will get notified every time a new episode goes live. Now, today's episode, what I'm going to be talking to you about, what I'm going to be sharing, is how to sync your ads, specifically on the Facebook ads platform, with your email marketing. Now, if you're subscribed and you remember, in our previous episode that came out on Monday, I was talking about how we use email flows and email campaigns together to really maximize the value and to maximize our profits from our email list. So if you haven't listened yet, I'll link in the description. Go back, check it out. But today, what I want to talk about is what to do to get to the even next level, the next thing on top of that. And again, the reason that I guess last episode and this episode are on the topics of email marketing is because I just totally redid our email marketing course. It's called Inbox Funnels. And if you want to learn more about that, just go to ecommercelifestyle.com, click on courses, and you'll see Inbox Funnels there. But in that program, I give literally all of our templates, from all the flows that we send to all of the campaigns that we use. And then the most recent video that I recorded and added to the members area there at members.ecommercelifestyle.com is about how we sync our ads to our emails. So what I wanted to do in this episode is just share kind of like the, I guess, high level overview or strategy for it. I'll also just, you know, talk you through how we do it. But again, if you're a member of Inbox Funnels, just log in. You have the update for free. It'll be in your members area and you can see the full on step-by-step training for how we do this. First, before I tell you how to do this, I just want to talk about why we do this and I guess what it is. So basically, as you know, we send a lot of emails. Some of them are, you know, automated evergreen flows. Some of them are email campaigns for different promotions, you know, Black Friday, Cyber Monday, 4th of July, Memorial Day, Father's Day, Mother's Day, on and on and on. So we have different types of emails going out. Now, we send emails to a lot of people because we have a big email list. And as I'm sure you know, as somebody that receives emails, everybody gets a ton of them. Now, that does not mean email marketing is dead. In fact, it is one of our biggest drivers for revenue and profit. But it means that there's going to be a ton of people on your email list that, regardless of how many times you email them and regardless of how good your emails are, they're simply not going to see them or they're not going to open them just because they're busy. People check email on their phone now, and they probably have 100 other emails in their inbox at any given time. So again, I am not saying don't send the emails. Send the emails. That's where money's made. But what we do and what I would encourage you to do is whenever these emails are being sent, whether they be the automated flows or the campaigns that are time and date specific, have ads that are showing on Facebook through Facebook ads, but also through all of the other properties that Facebook has access to. So they'll also be showing on Instagram. They'll be showing, you know, all over Facebook and Marketplace. And, you know, if you're doing videos and video streams, also they'll be showing on the Facebook Audience Network. So people could be scrolling through random websites that they visit. They don't even have to go to Facebook and they can still see your ads. And the goal of the ads that you're showing them are to sync them as closely as possible to the emails you're sending. So let me just give you a couple of examples, right? Let's say you have an email flow and it is your post-purchase flow, one that I give you templates for in Inbox Funnels. But what that is a series of emails. For us, we send 9 emails that a new customer will receive after their order is placed. So things like an order confirmation, things like how to use this product if that's relevant, things like tracking updates, things like delivery notifications, things like asking for reviews in different ways. And what we'll do is as the person, a new customer, is going through that post-purchase flow and as they're receiving their emails, they will be seeing ads on Facebook, again, all of Facebook's properties that are as close as possible to match what the emails are saying. So we're not trying to use a different angle or a different approach. We're simply trying to get the message as close as possible and just giving ourselves another touch point, another place where the person could potentially see that message. So whether, you know, they see it in their inbox or they see it in Facebook, it doesn't matter. If they see it on both, even better, because the point is we want people to see these messages and we're trying to do everything we can to make that happen. Another example would be, you know, we have Black Friday, Cyber Monday coming up at the time I'm recording this. So you're going to have for that an email campaign, and you're going to have your emails going out, you know, a pre-sale email, your sales emails. Even we do a post-sale email with a different offer, that, again, topic for another day. But as those emails are being sent, you want to have your messaging through Facebook ads match those emails as closely as possible and be seen by the same people that you're sending these emails to. So how do we do this? How can you do it? What do you need? First off, Klaviyo, that is what we currently use for all of our email marketing. It has like the deepest integration with Shopify. So I would recommend using Klaviyo. That might change in the future, depending on how Shopify email works out their own native internal solution. But right now, definitely still all in on Klaviyo. So you need a Klaviyo account. And then you also need, obviously, a Facebook ad account. Now, let me see, I made notes here so I can tell you where to click so you do this right. But what you want to do is inside of your Klaviyo account, the first thing you want to click is integrations. And when you click that, it'll give you a bunch of different things you can link Klaviyo to. One of them is Shopify, which obviously that's step one. But then you're going to want to click inside of Klaviyo in integrations on Facebook. And when you do that, it's basically going to ask you to grant permissions to Klaviyo to access your Facebook information. So what you'll want to do is, as you're going through that process, link the correct ad account that you want to be using, and also, you know, link the correct like Facebook information. So a Facebook page, you know, only granted access to that specific business. You know, I know for us, we have, I don't know, well over a dozen different Facebook ad accounts and pages. So make sure as you're linking things together inside of Klaviyo, you're linking it to the correct business. So do that. And then what's going to happen is once you go into your different Klaviyo segments and lists, you're going to be able to click into, and you could do this anyway, but you're going to be able to click into all of your segments, all of your lists. So let's just say, again, we have our list called post-purchase flow, and that's a list that people are getting added to for a specific amount of time after they place an order. Well, what you can do is inside of that list in Klaviyo is click on settings, and you're going to see a section that says Facebook advertising. Now that you have your Facebook account integrated with Klaviyo, you're going to be able in the settings for your specific list and segments to click on sync with a Facebook audience. Now, if you already have a Facebook audience you want it to sync with, you can select that. If you don't have one yet, you can simply just create a new Facebook audience through your Klaviyo account. So again, this is why the video version, like literally seeing me share my screen step by step, is beneficial. So again, if you're a member of Inbox Funnels, just click the link below, log in, watch the video. It'll be easier to understand, but I'll try to still go through this again at a high level overview for everybody. So what you want to do is, let's say I'm in my post-purchase list, right? That list of contacts, which is dynamic, by the way. It's always updating and people are going through it, and they go in at a certain point, they go out at a certain point. Under Facebook advertising settings, I would want to link that to a list in Facebook, an audience that I would call post-purchase flow. So now I have my post-purchase flow and my post-purchase list inside of Klaviyo. And let's just say there was 100 people in it, right? Let's just say there's 100 people in it at any given time, because again, it's dynamic. That would mean that now in Facebook, I have an audience with those 100 people linked to their Facebook accounts. So I can market to them. I can remarket to them on Facebook. Now, let's just say, again, you were doing your Black Friday promotion and you made a list inside of Klaviyo of, let's just say you have 5,000 email leads. You made a list of 5,000 email leads from Klaviyo that were going to be receiving your Black Friday emails. Again, go into that list in Klaviyo, click settings under Facebook advertising, link it to a audience in Facebook that maybe you have already, maybe you're just creating there. That's called Black Friday 2020. Now, that doesn't do anything besides let Klaviyo basically, you know, constantly publish and update this data of who these people are inside of your Facebook audience. So that's step one, making sure it's linked, making sure the data is being sent over. Step two is how you're going to set this up in your Facebook ad account, because it, you know, will change based on how many people are in your audiences and based on what your, you know, objections are or what your emails show. So again, for the purpose of this podcast, just keep it pretty simple and you can build on this from there. But what you'd want to do is go into Facebook and click create a new ad campaign, assuming you've never set this up before. When you create your new ad campaign, you can make your ad set either be like date, like let's say it's for the post-purchase one, it can be post-purchase day one. Then you can have another ad set that's post-purchase day two, post-purchase day three. Now, if your audience sizes are smaller, like in the example I gave, there was only, let's say, 100 people at any given time in your post-purchase audience, then I would recommend just having one ad set. And in that ad set, the targeting, right, the people you're going to choose to show it to are coming from that list. So you would literally just go to your Facebook ad manager, click create new campaign, call it post-purchase flow, make an ad set, call it post-purchase flow, and then targeting there, when you're searching for what audience you want to target, you can type in post-purchase flow and it will pull that audience that is synced through Klaviyo. So it'll always be dynamically up to date. You don't have to ever go in there and refresh anything. Now, a couple key points here and things that I would highly recommend you do. When you're setting up this ad in Facebook or these ads, whether it's for your post-purchase flow or for your Black Friday campaign, make sure you're choosing all placements. So when Facebook is asking you, you know, where do you want these ads to show? Don't just choose Facebook news feeds. Don't just choose Instagram. Choose all placements, because the purpose of this is to blast out that message in as many places as possible. So choose all placements. Also, when you're creating the ad campaign in Facebook, it's going to ask you what type of campaign you want to build and what your goals are. You want to choose reach, because you don't want to try to bid for conversions or anything here. You don't want to, you know, bid for clicks. You want to bid for reach, which normally with cold audiences, you would never do. But because these are people that, again, are already on your email list, you know, it's safe to say you want to reach them. So choose the reach objective. The other things I'll say is, as far as like cost controls and cost caps in Facebook, you don't want to set any limits, because again, this is a hot list of people. So don't set any like budget constraints as far as, you know, your cost per CPM or anything like that. Just keep it wide open. But then as far as budgets go, what you should set your daily budgets for, they're typically very, very small, especially with the flows that we're syncing with, like our initiation flow or our abandoned cart flow or our post-purchase flow, because they never have this mass amount of people in at a time. Our budgets there are typically about $5 a day. And I'll just say, this is like one of the only places you'll see us with, you know, $5 a day budgets, because that's all that you really need for there. With that being said, when it comes to the campaigns that you're sending to your entire email list and your Facebook ads, you're trying to get to sync with them, then your budgets are going to scale proportionately to how many people you have in that audience. So let's just say, hypothetically, you had 10,000 people in your broadcast list, right? Your bigger email list that was getting your Black Friday campaign. Well, if you know that your normal CPM on Facebook, your cost to reach 1,000 people is $5, and now you have 10,000 people, then your budget should be $50 a day, so everybody could see it at least once per day. So again, you know, if you're just listening to this, and I'm sorry, like if you're at the gym or you're out on a run or you're, you know, I don't know, on a drive somewhere, you're probably like, how am I going to do this when I get back to my computer? Yeah, I would say go back, listen to this episode again and take notes, because it's really not that complex as you go through the steps, especially after the first time you set it up. Then it's just like repeat, 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 and it gets much easier. But again, that's like literally what we do inside of Klaviyo and inside of Facebook for all of our flows and campaigns. And the goal of it is to make sure our message gets seen. So as far as what's in our ads, we try to make it, again, as close as possible to what's in our emails. So obviously we can't do things like, say, you know, hi, first name. So they're modified a bit, but we're not rewriting anything. We're not making any unique content. We're simply repurposing our emails as ads and making sure they're being seen by the same people that are receiving those emails to give us the best chances of success and to make sure that the messaging we put time into via emails gets seen. So I'll say it again. If you're a member of Inbox Funnels, log in, look at the updated trainings. I have a full video training on how to do this specifically. So that should really benefit you. And yeah, that's it for the episode, guys. And I'll say one more thing. Like, if you're listening to this and you're like, okay, Anton, that sounds awesome, but I don't even have a store yet. I just, you know, heard about e-commerce lifestyle. I know you from dropship lifestyle. I just want to get into this business and make it work. Then for you, the perfect starting place is dropshipwebinar.com, dropshipwebinar.com. Go there and I have a free training on how we build highly profitable semi-automated stores. I also give you a list of 237 profitable products to sell in 2020. So that is at dropshipwebinar.com. As always, appreciate you. I hope you got value. Stay healthy, stay safe, and I will talk to you on Monday for the next episode of the podcast. See you, everybody.